The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 21. In Others' Words. Many teachers of the past, both recent and distant, held the same view set forth in this book, and quotes from these men are provided below for your thoughtful consideration. A. E. Canock said, "Blood atones, not because it appeases God, but because it covers the sinner with life, shielding him from death. And to suppose that God must be placated by blood is to slander his love. It is man who needs the blood, not God." Vladimir Gelesnov said, "Christ saves us, not from God, but from sin and death. God is never against us, for he gives his own Son. The blood speaks of life poured out to annul death." He also wrote, "The victim's blood was a divine provision, not a payment to appease divine anger." Charles Welch said, "The shedding of blood is related to access, cleansing, and life. There is no suggestion that God's wrath required satisfaction by blood. Rather, blood fits us to draw near." Regarding Ephesians 2, Welch also wrote, "The blood brings nigh. This is the essence of reconciliation, nearness by life given, not appeasement." E. W. Bullinger said, "The blood of Christ is the great antidote, cleansing us continually, dealing with sin in all its forms, not satisfying God's wrath, but removing sin's defilement." Regarding Romans 6:23, Bullinger wrote, "Sin earns death, grace gives life. The blood of Christ is the channel by which life flows." Irenaeus, 2nd century, wrote in Against Heresies, "He destroyed death, bringing life to light. By his blood we are renewed, not because God required it, but because death required conquering." Origen, 3rd century, wrote in his commentary on Romans that Christ gave his soul as a ransom for many. This was not a price paid to the Father, but a healing remedy against the power of death. Gregory of Nyssa, 4th century, wrote in Great Catechism, "The blood of Christ was the ransom not paid to the Father, but to death itself, that he might free those held captive." John Chrysostom, 4th century, wrote in homilies on Hebrews, "The blood shows the loving kindness of the Lord, for he gave not another's blood, that he might draw us to himself." Gregory Nazianzen, 4th century, wrote in Oration 45 on Holy Pascha, "The blood was not given as a price, but as a cleansing, that he might wash away the filth of sin." Cyril of Alexandria, 5th century, wrote in his commentary on John, "The blood of Christ was given for life, for it is the blood of him who is life itself. By it we are preserved, healed, and sanctified." Martin Luther, in his lectures on Galatians, stated, "Christ took upon himself our sins and our death. His blood is the life that swallows up death. God did not need the blood, we did." James D.G. Dunn, a New Testament scholar, argued in The Theology of Paul the Apostle, "Paul does not present Christ's death as a transaction to placate God, but as the decisive act in which sin and death were dealt their fatal blow." N.T. Wright, in The Day the Revolution Began, wrote, "The cross was not about satisfying a wrathful deity. It was about God in Christ exhausting sin and death in order to inaugurate new creation." F.F. Bruce, in his commentary on Hebrews, wrote, "The blood of Christ cleanses the conscience, not because God required blood to appease his anger, but because life poured out removes the stain of sin and overcomes the power of death." C.H. Dodd, in The Apostolic Preaching and Its Developments, argues, "The biblical concept of propitiation is not placating an angry God, but the removal of sin which estranges man from God. It is expiation, a cleansing." George Eldon Ladd, in A Theology of the New Testament, said, "Atonement in Paul is directed not toward appeasing God, but toward overcoming the enslaving powers of sin and death." Richard Baucom said, "God's judgment is not his giving vent to wrath, but his putting the world right. The cross reveals that Christ does so by bearing sin and undoing its power." Scott McKnight declared, "The metaphors of atonement are many, but each points to the same reality: God's love confronting the powers of sin and death and overcoming them." Callistus Ware, an Eastern Orthodox theologian, stated, "Christ's death was not a penalty paid, but a victory achieved, a death through which death itself was trampled down." Athanasius famously declared, "What was not assumed was not healed. Christ had to be fully man to heal mankind." Since blood equals life and the problem is death, the only logical reading is blood equals God's antidote. The payment to God view is foreign both to Hebrew thought and early Christian voices, and even modern-day scholars challenge its validity. Chapter 21. Key Takeaways. Many early and modern voices reject wrath appeasement theories.
Ooh.
The consistent theme is blood as life and antidote.
Ooh.
The antidote view stands more in continuity with historic thought than PSA, which has become more popular.